What if you grew up being told that the monster under your bed is real? Seattle is home to a large Filipino community, and in the Philippines, superstitions and the existence of supernatural creatures are firmly believed. Radioactive's Maria Del Mar Coagden was born there and tells us what it's like.
Tabi-tabi po.
In my family, when we walk through the woods, we say this phrase. Why? I don't know. As a child, I did whatever my family told me and believed whatever they said. Occasionally, I'd also watch horror films that introduced me to Filipino mythological creatures. But after hearing my family's own paranormal encounters, I began to wonder if these myths really have some elements of truth.
It was happened a long time ago when I was 12 years old. I saw a little boy. He was writing something on the ground, and then he was staring at me. I saw his face with only one eye.
That was Noreen Dumlao, a family friend. She used to live in the rural area or province of Davao Sur.
I thought I was the only one saw it, but also my eldest sister. So I told her, "Oh, did you saw it?" And then she said, "Yeah." In the morning, I decided to go straight on the ground where the boy is. Then I saw the line that he made, and his footstep.
Then again, maybe the darkness was simply playing with their minds. Who knows? And then, there's my mother's story.
I was sleeping on that time, but in the middle of the night, when I opened my eyes, I saw one creature. He has black skin with a scary eyes. It looked like color red. It was so scary. Oh my God. He slowly coming close to my face.
This happened when she was still in high school back in Manila. It was naturally difficult to believe these stories. So I decided to contact my grandmother, who was present during that time. I interviewed her through Skype because she still lives in the Philippines, so our conversation was in Tagalog.
Your mom came down that night, and I woke up, I found her standing near my head. She was quiet, holding her pillow and slightly shivering. I asked her, "What happened to you?" She said there was an ugly man in her room. It was very, very ugly.
After that, they called a doctor. Not an ordinary doctor, an albularyo. That's a person who practices traditional medicine and knows how to deal with spiritual forces, like a witch doctor. He told my grandma that the creatures were there because of a huge tree next to my mom's window.
I stop on that tree, then I'll ask, "Is there anyone there?" I never see anything though, so I asked the albularyo, "What's going on? Why does the hair on my arm stand up?" He said that something often sits there, resting.
My grandmother gave me a good perspective of the elders' superstitions. I found it interesting how beliefs play a part in the lifestyle of the people in some areas of the Philippines. For example, my grandmother told me that in her hometown, the villagers tend to greet you first even if you're still far away. That's because there's a belief that if an evil creature in its human form speaks before you, nobody will hear you cry for help as they drag you away. What exactly are these creatures? My family lists some of them.
We call them Janak,
Encanto,
Maligno,
Duende, Tikbalang,
Yung Aswang.
Aswang.
Aswang is the name of any malicious creature and has many different forms. This includes the Janak, which are said to be spirits of babies that died without being baptized. The Encantos are magical beings like the Duende, or dwarves, and Nuno sa Punso, or goblins. My investigation led me to more questions than answers. So I consulted anthropology professor Vincent Raphael, who teaches history and Southeast Asian studies at the University of Washington. According to him, ancient Filipinos believed that gods and spirits live in nature.
They believe that nature is infused with all sorts of spirits, some good, some bad, and some spirits which can be good, but which can also be bad if you do not respect them. So, for example, there's the spirit of the tree. If you urinate next to it, you do all kinds of things that defile that space, that tree will get even and will punish you.
My grandmother has a story to prove this. Years ago, she had to take a bath from a well that was also near a tree. Before she knew it, she found herself in a rather difficult position.
Before I splashed water, I should have said, "Tabi-tabi po, I need to take a shower, I can't see you." That's how I should have said it. but I didn't do it. As a result, my hand rotted. My hand looked like a roasted pig. The skin was cracking. We went to the doctor to check it, but it never healed. Then they took me to the albularyo. Then, yeah, it healed.
Okay, now I know where the tabi-tabipo superstition comes from. Now that I think about it, the phrase closely translates to saying, please step aside. Professor Raphael said that this folklore was created to understand the world, so people make things up and then they pass them down.
One of the ways in which they've tried to make sense of their mortality is by assuming that there must be something beyond death. And what is beyond death? Well, it must be this thing called the spirit world. It must be something that has a certain power over us.
And that power was understood as two things, good and evil. Therefore, in order to fend off the effects of the bad spirits, people began to create certain practices like prayers or superstitions to attract the favor of the good spirits. But how do we explain my family's accounts in a logical way? Were they real or not?
In the case of your grandmother, you might think of them as a kind of waking dream. And so it's not a question of, did it actually happen? It would be like asking, did you actually dream? Well, of course, the dream was real. Now, whether or not the dream itself related to something that exists in the real world, that's beside the point.
Maybe there really are some things in this world that aren't meant to be fully understood. As my mother always says,
the important thing is I experience everything. They knows everything what happened to me. Then it's up to them if they believe me or not.
This leads me to my final question. If you hear a tick-tick or a ps-ps on your window, would you check it out? For Radioactive, I'm Maria Kawagdan.